Let me head up back to Lisa McAllister, who's back in the city centre. Well, actually, Lisa, where are you?
We are just quite close to where Brian's trying to make his delivery, actually, and I can see why he's having difficulty. We also, Nigel and I, Nigel the taxi driver, we also saw that lady getting booked this morning down by the Albert Clock. But what really, really struck me this morning is that we probably drove... How far would you say, Nigel, from where we started in Bridge End? We did the loop back to Bridge End. How far would that be?
I reckon, Lisa, it was about between 2.5-3 miles.
And how long did it take us?
A good 45 minutes.
I'm ready for a lie down in a dark room, to be honest, because it was pretty hectic the whole way round.
Yeah, unfortunately as well, it's very tedious. Obviously, when you're driving in it too, you're constantly starting and stopping and... need your wits about you. It doesn't matter how good a driver you are, but you're constantly watching other people as well. There's a lot of lane jumping going on and jumping lights and so on.
There is also this issue with the bus lanes. Stephen was just talking there about the fact that in Oxford Street it's gone down to just two lanes of traffic, but where we are beside the back of the City Hall, it's the same thing. It's gone from four lanes to just two lanes and a bumper bus lane.
That's right, Lisa. Yeah, the bumper bus lane, as you say, it's nearly taken up two lanes of what used to be traffic, and it snakes from one side of the street to the opposite side of the street and then back again, and it's just causing chaos. And I've been driving near 17 years now, or just under it, and every time I go up my street now, I have to think so far ahead of where I'm going and what manoeuvre I need to be doing and what lane I need to be in.
You had some jobs then yesterday that in those delays ended up costing customers far more money than it would normally.
Yeah, that's correct. A couple of jobs, maybe an example was picking up at the Hollywood Arches. Customers looking to go to Laganside Courts on Oxford Street. Normally a £6 job, maybe around 15-minute journey time. Ended up about £14 on the metre. Customer got out... at Bridge End, Queen's Bridge, and decided to walk the rest because she could get there quicker.
Are you worried about the impact that this is going to have on your trade?
Oh, big time. I've been speaking to colleagues as well who obviously I work with, and other taxi drivers from different companies, and they're all concerned. The main problem is the jobs waiting example. We can't get to the job in time for the customer, and maybe by the time we get there, they've got another taxi, or hence a black taxi has maybe collected them and took them on to where they're going.
Okay, Nigel. Well, Stephen, Nigel and I'll head back round the town, see how it is now that it's coming up to 9:45.
Okay, Lisa, thank you very much indeed.